Heavenly Father, we thank you this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the word of God. We can say with the word of God, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In the name of our Lord. We are already rejoicing anyway. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father. That we say the entrance to your word gives us light. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. He that followeth me shall never walk in darkness. He shall have the light of life. Lord, thank you for giving us the light of life. Help us wherever we go to let this light so shine that men will see it and glorify our Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, thou being the author of this word, Lord, we just rely upon you, Lord, as we read them this morning, that the word therein may be mixed with faith in every man's and woman's heart this morning and children's heart, Lord. Grant it, Father, we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so also part of the event, we thank you for coming yesterday. We know we give God all the glory. Well, again, maybe to marry, before I go on, I want to talk about ministry to the Lord, really. Ministry to the Lord. But before getting to that, I want to say that my wife today actually is her birthday. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Today is actually her birthday, and yesterday was the actual anniversary, wedding anniversary, and so forth. When talking about birthdays, let's see some things about the Word of God. People have a very, very perverted concept of growing old. What growing old means, you know? They say growing old, I'm telling you, growing old in Bible world is not toxic. Old age is not supposed to be toxic, as the people of this world believe. And God has many, many testimonials. I want to read some of them to us. Don't get the word idea when you are getting up in age. Don't pick up the worldly spirit or conception of what getting old really means, you know? So I say it's not toxic. It shouldn't be poisonous, right? So I give you two, you know, from the word of God, two testimonies of a man. His name was Moses, you know, and here is his testimony here in Deuteronomy 34:7. So begin to line your thoughts with the word of God, not what people say, not idea of man. I also go by the word. Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen? Here is the testimony of a man. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. A man of God and so forth. You know, so, well, people will say that is Moses. You know, he went up there for 40 days and 40 nights. That's true, you know. But at the mouth of two or three witnesses, where we have, you know, I don't know, God is established. There's another man by the name of Caleb. And I will read his testimony here to erase the human conception of getting up there in years. Read by the word of God. I want to read the testimony of Caleb in Joshua chapter 14. Read a bunch of verses in there, you know, to see and follow and line your thinking with the word of God. You see, Bible says, as a man thinketh, so he is, right? I want to store up the word of God in me so I think along the line of God's word. Now, then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. See, he said, thy word have I hid in my heart now. I'm not saying against you. This man hid the word of God that was told him about 40 years ago. He didn't forget it. Amen? How many times God's children do things not remembering what God has said in his word? You see? But this man knew what he was wanted. He kept that promise that God gave him through the prophet in his heart. Anyway, so 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the law, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. He had a good heart, didn't he? A heart of faith, you know? Faith in God. He knew what God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And some of that thing about the land. Yeah, I don't care there are giants in the land. I have the promise of God, amen? Praise the Lord. So you know what God said about you, that God gave him faith. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the hearts of the people melt, as we hear people do today. So-called preacher and so on, made the hearts of people to melt. But I wholly follow the Lord my God. What is the secret? We need to look at the secret of Caleb now. I wholly follow the Lord. That's what it takes. That's another thing. I'm going to say that now. And Moses swear on that day, saying, surely the land whereon David has trodden shall be thy inheritance, and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Verse 10. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive. I like that. It takes God to keep me alive, right? It takes God to keep anybody alive. I count that in my half life. I have it more abundantly. John 10 says, is that right? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. That's what he came to do. I tell my half life. Have it more abundantly. Peter said, those who are cursed by the power of God unto that last day that you are living in right now. So you put your trust in the Lord. It takes God to keep anybody alive. Anyway, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Now I'm looking for a stick to walk around, right? That what he said?
No.
Praise the Lord. That's the conception of many. When they say they are growing old, they are looking down, down, down. Look up. I will look up unto the hills. From where cometh my head? My head cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. Let the Lord be your strength, the strength of your life. Praise the Lord. See, not looking for any stick. Now, as yet, I am strong this day, as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For what? Both to go out and to come in. Positive testimony. Because he trusts wholly in the Lord. What is the secret now? The secret is trusted wholly in the Lord. The arm of flesh will fail you and fail me. But when you put your faith in the Lord, then you cannot, I will not fail thee. Praise the Lord. So wholly, not just 90%, 100%, I put my trust in the Lord himself and so on. That is the secret of it and so on, as you know. So anyway, now therefore give me this mountain. He made a demand. He knew his rights, right? He knew what God said, right? Are you claiming your right today? He said, give me this mountain. Because why God spoke by the mouth of Moses that this mountain should be given to me and so on, that you know. He said, give me this mountain. Whereof the Lord, there you go. Whereof the Lord spake in that day. He has a place. You know, make the word of God the foundation of your faith, right? God spoke it, right? And that day, for thou hadest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fed. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord has said. Everything about the Lord, he just trusted the Lord, amen? Don't trust in yourself, you know? The Lord is your strength, as long as you know. Say, I will drive them out. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that why he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Amen? Seek ye for the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. And knowing your right and demand it in the name of Jesus, you get it. Everyone that asketh receive it. Amen? You know, he that seeketh will find. If you knock, it shall be opened unto you. And with God, nothing shall be impossible. Praise the Lord Jesus. It took him 40 years to get in there, but he got it. Amen? Praise God, because God says so. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, so another thing is this. So we know the Lord and so forth. But in getting fit, as you are getting up in, or at any age really, you have a part to play. Amen. We are co-laborers together with God. You cannot be just treating your body anyhow and be claiming divine rights and so on that, you know. You have to cooperate with God. Praise the Lord. Don't you know, Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Not just even your own. Amen. Don't just put any kind of garbage into your body. Bible says God will destroy that, destroy the body, right? So be careful what you do with the temple of the Holy Spirit and so on that, you know. So let me go read Psalm 103. You know, about the fourth few verses in there. So, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all that is? This should be your song, right? Who healeth? Either, Bible says, God is not a man that you should lie. Amen? Praise the Lord. God is not a man that is. Let every man be a liar and let God be true. Praise the Lord. Amen. He puts when I see a that in the Bible, he treats my soul. Amen. And it's a person who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed by the eagles. Look for the renewal of your youth, amen? Amen. Don't look for a whole day than just waking away and looking down, down. Look up, look at the word of God. Like the eagles. You know how the eagles do? They fly high in the heaven. An ordinary bird that will go to that high will get blinded, amen? By the light of the sun. But God has eagles too, amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. You are the eagles and eagles of God. And, you know, because the Lord has. So, you know, you have to take care of yourself too, you know. So you have a part to play. Your mouth is good things. It goes, the best thing in the world is the word of God, right? The Lord said in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. When you have eaten the word of God, then even the natural food, must not take care of yourself. See? So anyway, and many people, as they are growing up in age, not when they are looking down, they begin to glorify death. You see that one? They begin to glorify death, looking for death. Why? You know? Why? I don't know why. That is natural man, right? The natural man receiving all the things of the Spirit of God, right? To him, they are foolishness, you know? So anyway, so even David, in the Old Testament, prophesying in Psalm 118, verse 17, I shall not die, he said, but live and declare the work of the Lord. You will tell me but he died. You know what? It's prophetic. It's prophesying of a people at the end of time that will lay hold on this scripture that I'm reading right here this morning. And they will attain to that and so forth. You know, in the same way, talking about Christ, you know, he prophesied. He said, he will not leave my soul in hell or my body in hell. What he's talking about himself, prophesying of Christ to come and so on. In the same way too, there will be a people that are alive at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the saints of the living God. So anyway, look at the positive testimony. Not just to live, you know, like Caleb, holy living for the Lord, right? Living to declare the works of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not just the Lord gave it and so on, but living to declare the works of the Lord. And even more. So, you know, in 2 Timothy 1:9, you know, talking about our Lord Jesus Christ, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our work, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Simple word of God, you know, whosoever will let him receive, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God has spoken, right? You know, so whosoever will, let him take it. You know, now, Hebrews 2:14, I'm saying that I hate to hear people glorifying death. That's what I'm saying. When they grow old and so they are glorifying death and so on, you know. Bible even says an enemy anyway. Second, Hebrews 2:14, for as much then and his children are partakers of flesh and blood. He also, meaning the Lord Jesus, likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Amen? I'm so glad the devil doesn't have the power of death anymore. Amen? Hallelujah! That's right. The past tense. He stripped him of it. Colossians says, you know, before his uncle, first and so he defeated him. No, hopefully I'm saying that, you know. So, and so he has given us what? He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us to the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. You are children of light, not of darkness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Satan can lord it over you when you know your right. Amen. You must know your right. Caleb knew his right, right? And he made a demand for it. Praise the Lord. God will answer you when you know the word of God and God concerning anything at all. Know your right. What is your right? What the Bible call your right. Not the American way of saying my right and so on outside of God's will. No. But the word of God. Now, like I said before, why people glorify death? 1 Corinthians 15:26. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. That is an enemy. Bible says so, not me. God Almighty says so. I call it what God called it and so on. With all boldness. You can say it because God says so. Now, so again, like David prophesied of these people, say I shall not die and so forth. In 1 Corinthians 15:51, behold, I show you a mystery. It's a mystery. We shall not all sleep. How many times have you heard preaching in the street? You know we shall all die. That's a lie, isn't it? That's a lie. God said we shall not all sleep. That is God's way of calling the Christian to really die, you know. We shall not all sleep, he says, but we shall all be changed, you know, as well as you know. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Then we shall be changed. Now, we were thinking earlier on, we are looking for the coming of the Lord. That should be the uppermost thing in the heart of any Christian. You know, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that, you know. And incidentally, and sadly enough, it is the last thing in the heart of so many Christians today and so for that, you know. So we say we shall not all sleep. Another scripture is this. To tell you, we shall not all, meaning that the generation of Christians living at the coming of the Lord. And I tell you, the coming of the Lord is even at the door. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. So let me now complete that one. We shall not all sleep, right? First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through verse 17. So, why glorifying death is our enemy, and at the coming of the Lord, and nothing all sleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise forth. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You see, inasmuch as you have breath in us, can classify yourself to that verse 17, amen? We that are alive, amen? Praise the Lord. That's right, God's word and so on, that you know. So anyway, I'm just saying that confess the word of God. You know, it is washing over is what to perform it, you know. So that was I want to just admonish you and so on, that you know. He said in one place, he said, as the rain cometh down from heaven, and the snow from heaven, and watereth the earth, and make it to boil and to bring forth. So shall my word be that proceedeth out of my mouth, you know. It shall not return to me void. It says, shall prosper in the thing which has sent it. So all of these God's words that is put in the Bible, they are true. Just take God's word and run with it. Now, so I won't say that now. So you don't have to be, you know, afraid of anything of old age. Not even me afraid of death, anything like that, you know. Because Christ is our life, amen? When Christ is our life, shall appear. Then shall we appear with him. Why? Because he first of all raptured us, right? Enoch even prophesied the Lord coming with thousands and thousands of his saints and so on. Why? Because he first of all raptured us in the book of Jude. He says, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want you to think along the word of God, you know, in all that you do. Now, let me now quickly, I'm talking about ministering to the Lord, right? So now I think, you know, our sister whose birthday is today, I think she'd like us to say, you know, he didn't tell me anything, I'm just Christ will judge with our mind and so on. Psalm 34. Praise the Lord. Psalm 34. Okay. Psalm 34. So anyway, I think he wants to say, oh, magnify, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I thought that's what you'd be thinking that today. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And we are here to magnify the Lord with her. And to exalt the name of the Lord together. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, Mary, about 16 or 17 years old, girl predestinated, you know, in Luke chapter 1. After, you know, the Holy Ghost has come upon her. When the power of the highest, you know, has overshadowed her. What does he say in Luke chapter 1, verse 1:49? He said, my soul does magnify the Lord. Is that right? Praise the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
For verse 49, for he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. Amen. Praise the Lord. And his mercy is on them. So don't, on them that fear him from generation to generation. Praise the Lord. So part of today's service, in fact, as a ministry to the Lord, is the subject. And I believe that I want to magnify the Lord together, you know, with her, with the steady plans of birthday today and so forth. Magnify together, you know, just together with her and so that, you know, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ redeemed us to praise him. That is the whole purpose that he created man, to praise him. Now, the Almighty God told Israel, Isaiah 43:21, and says, the Lord Jesus Christ redeemed us to praise him. Here is what he told the children of Israel, Isaiah 43:21. These people are high formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. That's why he made you and I. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Where? So that's the Old Testament. Where? All the word of God, whether old or new, and so on in Christ Jesus, they are all yea and amen to the glory of God. Praise the Lord. So when I tell you, we of the Christian dispensation, the Holy Ghost dispensation, he told us the same thing, even more. So we see that of the church today, in 1 Peter 2:9, what did he say to you and I? Talking, I say, he created us to really worship him, right? But ye are a chosen generation, you child of God, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You see, the true priest of God, the ordained of Christ. The Bible said that in John chapter, it says 15, I have chosen you and ordained you. Amen?
Amen.
We are kings and priests ordained of God. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So anyway, so now, and you know, in that first Peter, you know, Christians know, chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That is the original purpose of why he called you out of darkness, to show forth the praises of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In 1 Peter 4:11, talking about ministering to the Lord, right? You know, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. That God in all things, see, all things, may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Ministering to the Lord and so forth. Revelation 19, you know, verse 1. And after this thing, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Rise to the marriage of the Lamb and the coronation of Christ. The true elect will be praising God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, verse 4 says, and the 24 elders, and the four, those 24 elders, really, they are just, I believe, the representative of the elect bride, you know. See, they are just, as far as I know. And the four beasts, fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. And a voice come out of the throne saying, praise our God. That's how he created us. Praise our God, all ye his servants. And ye that fear him, both small and great. Talking about ministering to the Lord. No, I'm talking about that. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude. And as the voice of many waters. And as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Talking about ministering to the Lord. Hebrews 13:15. That's why he made us. By him, meaning our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Oh, David got it right. I will bless the Lord at all times. You see that one? No. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's really for you and I, and some of that, So anyway, continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. It becomes a sacrifice when all the tension of this war pull you down. Discouragement came and some of that, We all face it day by day and so on. But that should never let the praise of God depart from our mouth. Amen?
Amen.
Continually, it says, blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 18, verse 3. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. See? Oh, that man never lost any battle, any David and so forth, because he has made his Lord his strength. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. So when something happens to him, didn't you think like many Christians will think today? Oh, maybe God did something to God, run to God, or God is doing this. No. He knew what the enemy is doing. That's why he can always bless God at all times. The Lord is always on your side as much as you are keeping his word. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's right.
Yeah.
The Lord is my rock. Secret here, And my fortress. And my deliverer. My God. My strength. In whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Verse 3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So, that's what we are made for. Worthy to be praised and some of that, So the highest calling really is ministering to the Lord. The highest calling really is ministering to the Lord. And the Bible teaches us in many, many places. Do you know that? It is during ministry to the Lord that the gospel went from one place, a prayer meeting, where they are ministering to the Lord. The Holy Ghost says, let me read to you in Acts 13, verse 1. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene. And a man named, which had been brought up with Herod, the Tetras, and Saul. Now watch. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas, and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. Ministering to the Lord, right? The church is used to just asking the Lord things, right? What about time set apart? Just to minister to the Lord. You want to hear about the Holy Ghost talking to you and so on. God is no respecter of persons, amen? Praise the Lord. When we read the word of God and we follow God's precepts, we're going to get the same results. How many times people set apart just say, well, just minister to the Lord, Anyway, we saw what happened to them. Gospel went to all the world, went to Asia, went to Europe. From that one meeting, the missionary journey began. Paul and so on like that, Great value in taking time to minister to the Lord. Now, even the church was bad during the ministry to the Lord. I show you that even the church of the Lord was born during the time they were ministering to the Lord. Let me read to you in Luke 24, verse 15. And he, meaning the Lord Jesus, led them out as far as Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worship him and return to Jerusalem with great joy. Look at the next verse. were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen, he said, you know. Now, you can continue the same scribe, meaning Luke, wrote Acts, right? You can continue in Acts, where I talk in 53, in Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were just in the temple, blessing and, you know, and praising God and so forth. And then, when it was fully come, they were all together with one accord in one place, you see? And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven out of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 1:15 said that the number of them together were about 120. In Acts 1:15, that was said. So, you see, they were in one accord. And before that, as the Lord went to heaven, you know, the Bible says, you know, they went and they were in one place and so forth, you know, praising God, ministering to the Lord and so forth. Even in the Old Testament, we have a type of it in the Old Testament. When Solomon has completed his temple, what happened? Talking about ministering to the Lord, right? Similar thing or a type, you know, to come in 2 Chronicles 5:12. I want to read quickly now. As Solomon opened the temple and so forth, also the Levites, which were the singers, having cymbals, I see some phrases in there, and psalteries and harps, stood at the east of the altar, and I watched. And with them, 120 priests, sounding with trumpets. There were 120 of them in the upper room, right? A kind of a type here, 120 priests, you know. Christ never changes. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. 120 saints and so forth at the upper room. 120 priests and so forth in the Roman temple. What were they doing? But I think, and it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were at one. In the book of Acts, they were with one accord, right? The same thing, you know, as with one. To make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. Isn't that what they were doing? You know, we are first like in the book of Luke and so on. No. Praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and the instrument of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud for the glory of the Lord, say the house of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Don't you know that pillar of fire that led elective Israel as a pillar of cloud in the day and pillar of fire in the night, that same pillar of fire appear in the upper room. But we say they are sit upon each of them, clothing stone like a sort of fire. The same fire that led them out to the wilderness, the same one came on the day of Pentecost. Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, so I want to just take it from there to become to just praise God's song. I want to go to Psalm 136. What they were singing there, you know, the Ethiopian eunuch, as he was coming from Jerusalem, going back to Ethiopia, we are told in the book of Acts, that it was really the book of Isaiah the prophet. And of course, Philip the evangelist had been in a crusade with many miracles and so on like that, you know. And the Bible says, okay, go and join yourself to that chariot and so forth. And when he got there, he saw that man reading Isaiah and so forth and so on like that, you know. Understand that what thou art reading, and let that man say, how can I understand except somebody teach me and so forth. The Bible says there, as you know, Philip has take it from the same scripture. Isaiah 53 and preach Christ to him. Praise the Lord. Now this morning I want to just take it from where those three people were in the both in the upper room or whatever I will say in the temple of Solomon. What are you saying? He said Bible says, for he is good, right? For his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. So I want to read Psalm 136 very quickly and then we just pray the Lord's song. I say just ministering to the Lord. Just ministering to the Lord. So when we read Psalm 136, the same thing they were saying. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. You can read it with me if you want to. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great light, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their force, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led the people to wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And few famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remember us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And has redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food or flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. All day thanks unto the Lord of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. So when you think you are feeling low anytime and so forth, that you know, the Bible says, he redeemed all from our low estate, amen? For his mercy endureth forever. He did the poor out of the dust, and he needed out of the dunghill, the Bible said, and set him up among princes, even princes of his people, amen? Praise the Lord. Not just for his people, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now this morning, God being the respecter of persons, and with all our heart, singing that song, you know, for he is good, his mercy endureth forever. Even we have a better covenant, based upon better promises, he is always in the midst of us, we are still gathered together. And a special blessing here this morning, just our brother will just lead us in that his mercy endureth, as you think before, and then praise the Lord some more. Just ministering to him for the rest of the service, amen? As the Lord will lead our brother, amen? His mercy endureth forever. He will just lead us in that song again, we all sing it, and then we just minister to the Lord, and we pray the service. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus.